This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 180, three unconventional IELTS resources. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, is your teacher boring? Is your homework difficult to enjoy? Stop the suffering! Get these three awesome IELTS resources to bring you to your target score.
Hey there, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going.
End
of the week, so feeling good about that.
any big plans for the weekend?
Any big plans this weekend? Not too much. Just going to hang out with some friends a little bit, maybe watch some movies, just sort of relax. But I do have a little shopping to do. I'm going to have to catch up on a little shopping and...
Like Christmas shopping?
Yeah, our listeners know, even though this episode is being released in January, we record a couple of days in advance, a couple of weeks in advance. So yeah, I'll be honest. I'm going last minute Christmas shopping. I haven't done any shopping yet. All right. You got it out of me.
Sorry. Lindsay, you're the one that handles the publishing and the organization, like everything else. I just get to come on and like talk to you.
I know.
I don't even think about the timing.
Oh, that's okay. We're transparent here. Yeah, just like our listeners, we recommend that our listeners and our students plan well in advance. We also plan this podcast well in advance, so we're never stuck without an episode. Exactly.
Exactly. So our listeners get as much of us as they can handle every week.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, four episodes a week. That is a lot, though.
Yeah, we really crank them out.
All right. So actually, I have to wrap a lot of Christmas presents tomorrow, to be honest, as well.
But okay. You bought them. That's good.
We are taking an interesting take today. We're taking an interesting line today on our usual podcast format. We're going to talk about some of our online resources that we enjoy looking at and listening to. And we're going to share those with you and say how they can help you on IELTS.
Yeah, exactly. Because the more that we can use real and interesting resources, the better chance we'll have at getting that higher score, because we'll stay into it. We'll stay intrigued. But it's all about bringing it back to IELTS prep, right, Jessica? Because
exactly.
We've said before, you can't just read an article and say, okay, I'm preparing for IELTS. No, you need to know what to do.
Exactly. Yeah, like on our study plan in the course, if I ask you to read an article from a specific resource, I also give you an activity to do, something to do with that article to connect it to your IELTS practice. So yeah, we're sharing with you awesome resources today, but you do need to somehow work with them to help yourself out for the test.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So let's throw out a resource, Jessica. What's one of your favorite resources?
Okay, so I really like the Huffington Post. And I honestly don't go to the website a lot, but I do link to it a lot from Facebook. So many of the articles that are shared on Facebook that I click on to read, they're often from the Huffington Post, like a lot of them. So I was just looking at it this morning, and one thing that caught out was an art that caught out. My goodness, I can't even talk. One thing that stuck out is what we say in English.
Right.
Is Beijing issues red alert for choking smog again. The reason I like the Huffington Post articles is you do get the news, but the way it's written about is a little more informal, a little more conversational. And so you get some opinions. If you just look at the newspaper, you don't get opinions. It's just facts. It's just data. But if you look at the Huffington Post, you see the facts, but then you get a smart person's take on it. Whether you agree with it or not, it gets you thinking. The reason why this article stuck out to me is because the environment. Of course, you are so often, in speaking and writing, asked questions about the environment, problems in a city. How can we help cities be healthier? There's a lot of topics that could be connected to this one article. So definitely go to the Huffington Post, browse around. You can find an article related to an IELTS topic like super fast, and then go deep into that article. Really work with it. Choose 5 or 6 new vocabulary words to record and try and use yourself, you know, later so you actually learn them.
Right. And we had talked about before maybe writing those vocabulary words down and then having that piece of paper in front of us when we're doing our speaking practice, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is something you could do to improve your pronunciation as well. And this is something we talk about in the Power Hours quite often. If you want to sound more natural, improve your pronunciation, have those words connected, get that fluency up, choose interesting articles like the one I'm talking about and read it out loud. If you read out loud every day for 5 to 10 minutes, it takes the pressure off. You're not thinking about vocab. You're not thinking about grammar because it's right in front of you. You are only practicing pronunciation. We really have to isolate skills to improve them sometimes. So that's, that's a good exercise.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Isolating those skills so that we don't get overwhelmed, right, Jessica? So that we can focus in and really build our skills to become, to get that full 7 that we're looking for. I like it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to think about when you're speaking, you know, the grammar, the vocab, the ideas, like there's so much to keep track of. So just work on one thing at a time.
Okay, cool. If you know that you need help on the IELTS exam and you're ready to get into our step-by-step course, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, where we guarantee you a score increase, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and check out the tab called IELTS Course. You can get into it immediately and get started with your 30 or your 60-day plan. Guys, this is the right way to start off 2016 to move toward your dream future. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and we're excited to support you in that course. See you there. So I have another idea for an article. I like to read Inc.com. And so for our more kind of entrepreneurial business-minded listeners here, hopefully there are a few of you guys out there, that I think Inc.com is a really interesting resource, especially if you're running a business yourself. You get a lot of interesting insight here. And so there's one article that I found called How Companies Are Raising the Bar on Workplace Wellness. But the interesting thing about this one, and I think it's sort of a unconventional way to practice, is that it's actually an infographic where...
What is an infographic? Huh?
Okay. Good question. So what it is they take a bunch of statistics basically and they put it out in kind of a poster format. So I'm looking at this kind of, this graphic that has more, it's more based on images and then a few words here and there. So what I think our listeners could do with this is have it in front of them and practice. First of all, this would be helpful on writing and speaking.
Totally. But,
right. If we get any questions about employee wellness, about health, that sort of thing, I think this would be an interesting way to practice linking words, right?
There are so many IELTS topics in what you're talking about right now. The health, work, what was the other one?
Wellness, like employee wellness.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So health, work, but also the general topic of business. I mean, it hits business. All three of those topics that come up on Speaking Part 3 all the time and Writing Task 2 all the time. And they're all linked in this one article. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, I love this idea. I love it. So practicing linking words, you know, for example, it says 5 cognitive benefits of regular exercise are improved conversation and sharper memory. And we can practice, we can say the cognitive benefits of regular exercise are improved concentration. And in addition, we get a sharper memory or something along. I'm just thinking out loud here, but we can work on this a little bit more if we go deeper, right?
That's such a great idea for practice. I love it. You know, another website that actually, when you started describing what an infographic is, I remembered that, the website The Onion.
Oh, yeah. That's a cute one. They that's do out of New York, right?
They, I think so. Yeah. They do a lot of infographics on their site. Be forewarned, students, if you visit The Onion, it is, they're jokes. Okay. They're right, not real ironic, news. Yeah. Yeah. They're not real news stories, but we've talked about before, how difficult it is to understand other cultures' humor. And this is a great resource for seeing what do sort of liberal Americans, probably not many conservatives on there, but what do, you know, some younger liberal Americans or our age, I guess we're not younger anymore.
Oh, come on. Yes, we are.
What do they think is funny? Because every article and every post, everything on that website is ironic, is sarcastic. It's using this humor that is difficult to understand for non-native speakers. So, So not only is it good for the humor aspect, but also it has a lot of infographics to use the activity that Lindsay just described.
Yeah, I love that. The Onion. That's a funny resource.
I haven't looked at that, I feel like, since college. Like, it's been forever, but I see people share stuff from it on Facebook. So
yeah, I think the first time I glanced at that, I think I found it in a coffee shop in New York or something. And yeah. I didn't realize it was a sarcastic paper. Yeah. So I started reading and I'm like, what?
It's really happened. So funny. It's so funny. Okay. I could talk more about my Onion memories, but I won't. Another really good resource for you guys, npr.org. And if you look at the blogs, there's a blog called Monkey See. It's the pop culture news and analysis from NPR. So actually, I don't honestly read the blog. I listen to their podcast. The podcast is called Pop Culture Happy Hour. And I don't have time to like look at entertainment sites. I don't have time to keep up with what movies are out. Seriously choose all of my books and movies and comic books from this podcast. Like I take all of their recommendations. I trust them implicitly. So guys, this would help you so many ways on the test. So listening to the podcast, of course, is going to improve your listening, but there are so many questions about culture on the speaking test, right? And like, that's all of this is about pop culture. You know, so many students, they're asked what I think are easy questions. Like, what's your favorite TV show? Everyone says Friends, and that drives me nuts.
Yeah, I'm just like, I know.
There are like 20 years of TV shows between Friends and now. Like, you need to choose something else.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And we've talked about, you know, this summer, I think on this podcast, we talked a lot about the culture of thinking. And again, I want to come back to that because it's such a cool concept. And it really is the key to being comfortable in the speaking and writing tests, you know, because you have ideas bubbling up in your mind.
And and this podcast will completely point you in the right direction. I mean, the four people on this podcast, they're all NPR writers and editors. Like, these are very smart people with a lot of life experience and qualifications behind them, and they're funny on top of that, but they're super smart. And it's not just like they're talking about their favorite book or whatever. It's not like that. They're talking about the current trends in pop culture. Like, I bet there's going to be something about Star Wars soon, you know. They're talking about the most current things happening in pop culture and connecting that to society and how that reflects in their own lives and their own habits and interests. So I can't speak more highly about this. It seriously is my favorite.
And it's not just for IELTS. You know, I'm thinking like, hey, if this would be a great podcast to listen to, you know, if you're out in the dating world and you feel like there are a lot of gaps on your dates and nothing to talk about, or if you just have a hard time starting conversations with people, right? What happens when we get to this country we're trying to get to? We get to Canada, we get to Australia. How are we going to start those conversations? It's by having a culture of thinking.
No, for sure. I mean, think about it. Like, if you're just hanging out with friends or new people, especially, you're usually, like, you're not going to talk about IELTS speaking topics. You're not going to talk about how to solve the pollution problem or, why public transport should be more popular. Like, you're not talking about that stuff. You're, at least when I'm talking to people, it's always about movies and TV and books and news. Like, that's all I talk about.
Yeah. That's cool. I love it. I love it. Well, this is good. Wow. So I love the fact that, you know, when it comes to IELTS prep, we don't have to always have our nose in the books or in the videos. I mean, the videos are important in our course, the lectures, we got to get the strategies, but we can get creative when it comes to getting better with our IELTS strategies and building those skills. And I think someone in our course said that. I think it was Renata who said that IELTS prep can be fun. It doesn't have to be boring.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, I mean, it should be. It should be. If you're right now, if you look at your IELTS test prep habits, if you're in a class in a language school or just trying to study on your own, are you enjoying yourself? Right? Like, seriously ask yourself that question. Are you enjoying yourself? Is your teacher super boring? Would you, would you rather have me as your teacher and then tell you like fun stuff to do for homework that will also improve your scores?
Clearly.
Right? Then check out our course. Go to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com and you can check out our course right now.
You got it, guys. You got it. Well, this has been really good. So, guys, thanks for hanging out today. Jessica, thanks for chatting with me today. And we will see you back on this show next week.
Sounds good. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.